Okay, so this is about the pre-trib rapture. I really don't have time today. I'll do another one, but suffering from an injury, so I'm just relaxing today. I'm just going to take it easy. But if you want to read first, I'll add another message. But I want to do at least one a day, hopefully three a day. Pre-trib rapture. You know there's a rapture, and you can actually find it in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 1 Corinthians 15. You know there's a rapture. And so there's a lot of channels that teach on it, and a lot of people resist the rapture for who knows why, because it's obvious that we will be changed in the twinkling of a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And I don't know if you can hear that washing machine in the background, but that's one of them little small ones, and it's all I need. Somebody help me. Somebody help me purchase that. And it saved me a lot of time. But the pre-tribulation rapture, that's the noise in the background, in case it's still, I don't know if it's showing through or not. But anyway, you know there's a rapture because the church age is clear in the Bible that the age of the Gentiles will come to an end. And then there's a dispensational change back to Israel. But the church has to be caught up to the Bema seat. And the tribulation starts, and you see the 144,000, the two witnesses, and you see the judgment. And the biggest thing about the rapture, proving the pre-trib rapture, is God has not appointed us to wrath. And somebody say, well, that could be the mid-trib. Well, you can argue that all day long, but the church is what restrains the evil. And you actually see the hive mind during the 7 years of tribulation. You see the hive mind after the church is caught up. And what I mean by the hive mind, you see it now, but you see it implemented worldwide. But right now, the church is restraining. The Holy Spirit in the church is restraining the evil. But as soon as the church is caught up, then the Antichrist can be revealed. There's many Antichrists all the time trying to set up. I mean, you got Tila Tequila saying she's God. You got these other false prophets saying they're God, you know. You got other channels saying the same thing Tila is saying. But these other channels are using, like, they say, oh, the RH negatives, we're gods, you know, or stuff like that. They think they're gods. So you already see that many Antichrists are here. But the one true Antichrist, the Maitreya or whatever they want to call him, he can't appear on the scene till the church is caught up. And so I'll talk about it some more, but this is just a preliminary. I want to throw out at least one a day. And then after about a year, put all this stuff on a CD and upload all of it, maybe to YouTube. It might be, you know, 4 hours long, but somebody could just sit down and listen to it. And if YouTube ever shuts me down, I have it all documented, you know. That's the plan.